Cambridge IELTS 8 by University of Cambridge ESOL Examinations, published by Cambridge University Press. This recording is copyright. CD 2. Test 3. You will hear a number of different recordings, and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions, and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in four sections. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to Section 1. Section 1. You will hear an estate agent talking to a customer who wants to rent a house. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 8. You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Good morning. How can I help you?
Hello. I'm interested in renting a house somewhere in the town.
Right. Could I have your name, please?
Yes, it's Stephen Godfrey.
Mm-hmm. And tell me how many bedrooms you're looking for.
Well, we'd need four because I'm going to share the house with three friends.
The number of bedrooms needed is four, so four has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 8.
Good morning. How can I help you?
Hello. I'm interested in renting a house somewhere in the town.
Right. Could I have your name, please?
Yes, it's Stephen Godfrey.
Mm-hmm. And tell me how many bedrooms you're looking for.
Well, we'd need four because I'm going to share the house with three friends.
Okay. There are several of that size on our books. They mostly belong to families who are working abroad at the moment. What about the location?
It'd be nice to be central.
Oh, that might be difficult, as most houses of that size are in the suburbs. Still, there are a few. What's your upper limit for the rent?
We'd like something around £500 a month, but we could go up to £600 if we have to. But we can't go beyond that.
Mm-hmm. Do you know how long you want to rent the house for? The minimum let is 6 months, as you probably realise.
We're at college here for 2 years, and we don't want to have to move during that time if we can avoid it.
Right. And how soon do you want to move in? All our lets start on the 1st of the month.
Well, as soon as possible, really. So that means September 1st.
Okay. Let me have a look at what we've got. We have photographs of all the houses on our books, so you can get an idea of what they're like. There's this one in Oakington Avenue at £550 a month, combined living room and dining room with a separate kitchen. It doesn't have a garage, though you can park in the road.
We'd prefer to have one if possible.
Right. Then have a look at this house in Mead Street.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a very large living room and kitchen, bathroom, cloakroom.
How much is it?
That one's £580. It's very well furnished and equipped. It also has plenty of space for parking, and it's available for a minimum of a year. Oh, and there's a big garden.
I don't think we could cope with that, to be honest. We'll be too busy to look after it.
Okay. Then there's this older house in Hamilton Road. Living room, kitchen, diner, and it has a study. £550 a month.
That looks rather nice. But whereabouts in Hamilton Road?
Towards the western end.
Oh, that'll be very noisy. I know the area.
Yes, it's pretty lively. But some people like it, though. Well, what about this house in Devon Close?
That looks lovely.
There's a big demand for houses in that area, so prices tend to be quite high. But this one hasn't been decorated for a few years, which has kept the rent down a bit. It's got a living room, dining room and small kitchen, and it's $595 a month. I think it would suit you from what you've said.
It sounds fine.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 9 and 10. Now listen and answer questions 9 and 10.
Why is that part of town so popular?
Well, there's a big scheme to improve the district, and it'll soon have the best facilities for miles around.
What sort of thing?
There's a big sports centre under construction, which will be very impressive when it's finished. In fact, the swimming pool's already opened, ahead of schedule, and it's attracting a lot of people.
What about cinemas? Are there any in the area?
The only one closed down last year, and it's now in the process of being converted into a film museum. The local people are trying to get a new cinema added to the scheme.
I think I heard something about a plan to replace the existing concert hall with a larger one.
Ah, that's due to start next year.
Well, it sounds an interesting area to live in. Could I go and see the house, please?
Yes, of course.
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section two.